أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion with verse number 134 of Surah Ali Imran. Thus far we discussed الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, bearing in mind that this is the continuation of the previous verse. وَعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannah, that we should be hastening towards the maghfirat of Allah ta'ala and towards Jannah, the width of which is the samawat, the skies and the earth, which has been prepared for the muttaqeen, for those who have the consciousness of Allah, for those who are pious. Who are the pious? One description that Allah Ta'ala gave, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, those who spend whatever, whether it is their wealth, other resources they have, their skills, whatever they spend, فِي السَّرَّاءِ, in prosperity, وَالضَّرَّى, in adversity. The next quality Allah Ta'ala describes, Allah says, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ, and they restrain their rage, they restrain their anger. In other words, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala here also gives us the idea that insan is insan, human is human, human is going to become angry. But at the time when a person becomes angry, a person restrains himself, a person swallows his anger, he suppresses himself. And that is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants from us. In the Mubarak hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that that person that restrains his anger, in other words, he becomes angry, at that time he restrains it, this despite the fact that one may continue to do according to the dictates of one's anger. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fill his heart with two things. One is aman. Allah ta'ala will grant that person peace, security in his heart. And secondly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will fill his heart with iman. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about a person's strength. That strength is not by the physical strength of a person insofar as wrestling or fighting is concerned, but strength is actually judged in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by repressing and suppressing the anger of an individual. So we find that on the one hand, there is an allusion to the fact that insan will become annoyed, insan will become angry, but at the time when one becomes angry, suppression of that anger is most important insofar as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is concerned. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and forgiving mankind. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about that person who desires that lofty mansions, lofty palaces be built for him in Jannah, and his darajat be elevated also in Jannah. Then one is this, that that person forgives whoever commits whatever zulm, oppression against the individual. Zulm committed against an individual is going to happen from time to time in this process of life, in this journey of life. But then we need to find in our hearts that quality of forgiveness, and that is the first that a person should do. The second is that we grant and we bestow upon those who restrain from us. Sometimes people may withhold from us, but we do not withhold from them, we give to them. And then the third, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is that we join relationships with those who withhold relationships from us, those who break off relationships from us, we join those relationships. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are these two very great ni'mats that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bestow upon us in Jannat, lofty palaces and high darajat. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, I take a qasam that is upon three things. One is this, that sadaqat, charities, will never diminish the wealth of a person, rather it increases the wealth of a person. Forgiveness increases the izzat, the honor of a person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala automatically increases the izzat, the honor of a person who learns to forgive. And then the third, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that that person that humbles himself for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates the position of that person. Then concluding this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. So we find here three qualities: those who spend in prosperity and adversity, second, those who repress their anger, their rage, and the third, وَالْعَفِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, who forgive mankind. There has never been a commentator of the Quran Sharif that has passed this ayat without speaking about the incident of Sayyidina Ali ibn Hussein Radiya Rahmatullah Ali, who was known as Zainul Abideen, the great grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that once whilst his female slave was pouring the water for him to make wudu, and the jug had fallen from her hand, and obviously it fell upon him, wetting him and his clothing. It is natural that at that time a person will go through some kind of emotional state of anger, and she had already apprehended that. She probably was a learned person, and when she saw this situation, she immediately said, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people, the muttaqeen, who are those that repress the anger. So immediately he said, kadhamtu ghaydi, that I swallow my anger. So she found it also opportune to continue, and she then said, wal afina anin nas. So he responded to her and he said, Afallahu anki, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgive you. And again she found it further opportune to complete the ayah, and she said, Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who do good. So then he said, I free you for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he freed her. So here we found that those individuals that were highly affected by verses of the Quran Sharif like this here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the description of the muttaqeen, spending whatever, whether it is our wealth, our resources, whether it is in prosperity, whether it is in adversity. Rage, anger will come for our personal reasons, for people that do things against us. Personally, we try to suppress it, we try to swallow that anger. And of course, whatever people do to us, we learn to forgive. It is best for us and in our interest. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah loves those who do good. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.